Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by No Halftime. Use promo code BBALL100 to get up to a $100 deposit bonus to use in the app. You can find the No Halftime app on the Apple Store and Amazon.com. This episode is also sponsored by Draft, a daily fantasy app where your chances of winning are almost three times better than on FanDuel or DraftKings. On Draft, it's draft day every day. You can do a simple snake draft for one day whenever you want. Drafts take just minutes to complete. Download Draft now. Be sure to enter the promo code DFBPOD when you download to get a 100% deposit bonus. And with that, we are off. Welcome to the show for Tuesday, December 6th, 2016. I'm your host, Daniel Green. You can find me on Twitter at DanielAGreen1. You guys know me as the judge. The games just ended on Monday night, so it's about, a little after 1 in the morning. So pretty early for me doing a show. Normally I do a show around 3 o'clock in the morning, so maybe I get some more sleep. But crazy high-scoring night on Monday. I mean, if you made a mistake or two, you basically had no chance to cash. I mean, I think the cash line in the slam and in chambers was around the 330 mark, which is just, you know, normally if you score 330 points – you're going to make a ton of money. Tonight was not the case. And that's somewhat common. I mean, when you have a large slate, it just makes sense, right? More guys are going to go off. More guys are going to have really good games. There's a lot more value out there. So you can fit a lot more stars in your lineup. And you're going to need a higher score. So that's what happened on Monday. Before we dig into the slate for Tuesday, Tuesday is going to be a tricky little slate. Six games, which I like. I love the 5 to 8 game slates. But there's three kind of stinkers that are, you know, under 200 in terms of an over-under. But I think I can help you kind of navigate through that. And we'll get through the slate together. But it's definitely going to be a little tricky, but should be some fun. First, I want to say a little bit about our new sponsor, which is called Draft. And I really think that you guys should download this app, man. It's fantastic. And I think, first of all, if you do enjoy the podcast, it's important that you do support our sponsors. It means a lot, especially to me. And, you know, also if you could rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast, that would also be very beneficial as well. But what I want you guys to do, and I know we have some loyal listeners out there, because I mean, the better we do with sponsors, just the more shows there are going to be, period. So if you guys like the podcast, you guys like hearing me ramble, giving you DFS plays, talking about dream killers, all that good stuff, then hopefully you guys will help me out and help support the sponsors, man. So just download the Draft app. And what I want you to do, I am the judge on the app Draft. Just T-H-E, judge, the judge. Even you guys can spell that. So I want a bunch of you guys to challenge me, download the app, and then challenge me for tomorrow. Just, I mean, it's really easy to search for me, and then challenge me to a contest. If you want to challenge me to a contest for free, totally fine, man. We can play for free. I will dominate you. Again, like what Draft is, it's just like basically we do a snake draft, and the draft takes like a minute. We choose two guards, two forwards, and one center. You're choosing five players. It goes really fast. I think you guys really will like it a lot. So do me a big favor, download the draft, and I want you to challenge me, see if you can take down the judge on that app. So I'd really appreciate that. Now let us talk about Chambers for Monday night. I was trying to wait till the games ended before I started the show because I wanted to give a shout out to the winners for Chambers. Joed 1047 took down one of the, we had two Chambers on Monday, took down one of the Chambers. I think he's a newbie to Chamber life because I do not recognize that name. So congrats to him. And then Jeremier again, this guy's been doing pretty well this year. Jeremier, this is his second win on Chambers. So he may enter the power rankings this week. And so both guys had really nice score. Jeremier had a score of 350. So that's a beautiful score. I'm looking at the slam score to win. Wow. So the winner the guy who won the slam had 408 points. His lineup was John Wall, Sergio Rodriguez, Clay Thompson, who I don't know if you guys, you know, watch this or maybe just if you listen to this on Tuesday, you might hear this for the first time. I mean, Clay Thompson had 60 actual points in 29 minutes of action. And he had 64 FanDuel points. So he's still a one-trick pony, but a one-trick pony that went nuts on Monday. I mean, Golden State won that game by like 40 points. It was, I mean, it was just, they're so good. Will Barton was on his lineup, LeBron, Jimmy Butler, Markieff Morris, Saric, and Marc Gasol. I mean, Marc Gasol went nuts, 63 FanDuel points in a double overtime game. So, man, you needed a high score to take down and win lots of money. So hopefully you guys did okay. And all right. I'm checking my Twitter as I do the show. Probably not wise. A couple guys from Chambers are tweeting me. All right. Let's talk about some dream killers, shall we? I mean, there were lots. I know one for me was Grant for the Bulls. He started in place of, you know, that dirtbag Rondo. Grant just couldn't get a lot of minutes, and when he was in there, he was a stumbling, bumbling buffoon. I don't think he played at all in the fourth quarter. Isaiah Cannon was playing pretty well, and then they went to a lineup where basically Wade was playing the point guard and bringing the ball up. So Grant had a really, really tough day. Soska, if you played Stauskas for Philly, because he started and with Covington being out, he gave us, you know, he's like 3.7K. He gave you 14 FanDuel points. I think Grant gave you 11. That's just not going to cut it on a night. You know, when you need a 330 point night to just a cash, you can't have a guy do that to your lineup. So that wasn't enough from Stauskas. And he played a ton of minutes too. It was weird. It was like he was drugged on the court. He was not involved in that offense at all. I mean, part of that is just because they go to Embiid when he's in the game, you know, every possession. But even when he wasn't in the game, I mean, guys like Gerald Henderson were taking tons of shots. Basically, everyone was getting shots except Stauskas. So that didn't pan out. Speaking of the Philly game, if you played Embiid, he probably had his worst game of the year. I think he had under 30 FanDuel points, so he did not hit value. You know, I mean, I think he still hit like four times value, but on a night like this where other centers went off, yeah, it really wasn't enough. So if you played him, you were definitely disappointed. It was his worst game that I've seen him play this year. He was just visually frustrated on the court. They were double teaming him a lot, Denver, and he struggled. Kenneth Fareed, Mike Malone hates him. He hates DFS. I mean, Fareed picked up some stupid fouls, and then he basically got benched for almost the entire game. So Fareed gave you 5 FanDuel points, and that it was just he was a soul crusher. If you played him, if you had him in any lineups, it just demolition to those lineups. If Giannis actually only had about 40 FanDuel points on a night when, you know, your stars had to go off, that wasn't enough. If you played Bradley Beal over Dwayne Wade, he was a dream killer. Wade had a much better night than Beal did. And I know I thought Beal had the much better matchup. So that was a little surprising, even though I liked both those guys. Frank the Tank, if you went back and played that buster, I did in 2 lineups, and he sunk both those lineups, putting up 9 FanDuel points. So that didn't work out. Brandon Ingram, who I really liked, he got in early foul trouble and just put up a clunker. And then one of you on Twitter wanted me to mention Enes Kanter, although that was your fault if you played Enes Kanter. I don't really think he could be a dream killer because Steven Adams played. Now, if Steven Adams was out today, then he would have been a great play. And then if he sucked, then he could have been a dream killer. But since Steven Adams played, Kanter's minutes are always volatile. Therefore, you know, he really can't be a dream killer. Kanter, he's either boom or bust. That's why he's a tournament play. There were some dream lovers, though, too. Guys who made us some money. Like I mentioned, Klay Thompson just went nuts. So, I mean, 60 actual points and 63 FanDuel points. Marc Gasol, man, I mean, everyone went on Embiid. Embiid was over 54% owned in the Slam. So, I mean, all the other centers that, you know, did much better than him, basically. Horford did a lot better. Rudy Gobert did a lot better. Marc Gasol went nuts. So if you played any of those guys, you were really happy and probably making some money. LeBron did really well. I had him everywhere, especially in cash games. Sergio Rodriguez, there was a lot of value plays at point guard. To start the night in cash, I had Sergio. And then I ended up taking him out and going with who did I go with? I went with now I'm forgetting already my own cash lineup. Oh, I went with Tim Frazier, and he did okay because the Memphis game went into double overtime. Tim Frazier ended up with like 29 FanDuel points, but he was lucky. He ended up with, I think he had 19 points in regulation. So, but Sergio, I mean, for Philly he was really good. I mean, Philly plays again on Tuesday. If Bayless is out, he's a good play again. Will Barton did a good 40 FanDuel points again for him. Gallo went nuts. I played a lot of Gallo. I did not play much Wilson Chandler. Wilson Chandler is probably a dream killer if you played him. The whole Memphis team, I mean, Tony Allen went nuts. Troy Daniels went nuts. You know, that game went in double overtime. And a lot of guys had big minutes. So it's going to be very interesting to see. They're playing on Tuesday. I wouldn't be surprised. They play Philly. So I wouldn't be surprised if Memphis rests some guys. Maybe they rest Marc Gasol. He played over 45 minutes. So not sure what Memphis is going to do. They're already so banged up. Lou Williams had over 50 FanDuel points again tonight in one of the last games of the night. And then who I already mentioned, one of the centers, Rudy Gobert, also did really well. So there were definitely some dream lovers because some guys put up monster lines. Let us look at the slate for Tuesday. So we have six games, as I mentioned, and three are pretty nasty. So hope you're sitting down. We got Orlando at Washington, 196.5 over under. Washington's going to be on a second day of a back-to-back. We have Chicago at Detroit. Chicago's on the second day of a back-to-back there. Then a 198 over under. Then we have Philly at Memphis, 196 over under. The only good thing about the slate is all the games should be relatively close. There doesn't appear to be any blowouts, at least according to Vegas. And you really don't have any great over-unders either. I mean, then you have three other games that are around the 204, 206 over-unders. The Knicks at Miami, Spurs at Minnesota, and Phoenix at Utah. So, I mean, basically you have all the teams that we fear with Utah, Memphis, Philly, the Spurs. And, I mean, the Spurs are on a back-to-back. Philly and Memphis are on back-to-backs. Utah's on a back-to-back. So it's going to be very interesting to see how we all navigate our lineups. I think the smart players – This is a slate they're going to love, and the people who are a little new to DFS might struggle a bit because there's going to be lots of chaos, lots of news going on throughout the day, lots of tinkering with the lineups. So it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. Let us go into the plays. Let's start with point guards. Top play point guard in terms of price, John Wall. I mentioned they're playing Orlando. Not a great over-under, 196.5. But look, this is a day where over-unders, spreads, all that's not going to mean too much because they're all, quite honestly, none of them are that tasty. The highest over-under is Spurs at Minnesota. I mean, did you ever think there'd be a day where the Spurs are the highest over-under game? I didn't this year. So John Wall at 9.5K. Washington is playing way down in pace because Orlando is a dreadful in terms of pace. I typically love to play Wall in an up-tempo game, but 9.5K, I think he's probably going to be a fine play. He's been pretty consistent this year, 48, 45, 46, 42, the last four games against Brooklyn on Monday. He did what John Wall does, 25 points, 13 assists, 3 steals, 48 FanDuel points. So I like him. I think it's pretty safe. I mean, I don't know what the ceiling is going to be against a slow tempo Orlando team. So I'm not sure yet if I'm going to use him in cash, although I do love using him at home. And I think his floor is probably about 35 FanDuel points for Tuesday. So it's a nice play. Either way, I will definitely have some exposure in tournaments. And cash, I need to consider it more, but it's an option. Eric Bledsoe at 8.1K. I'm not going to use Eric Bledsoe in cash. He's going to be a tournament play only at Utah. The funny part about this game is a 204 over-under. So Utah is playing way up in pace because the Phoenix is top three in the league in pace. So Bledsoe is an intriguing guy. He's a boomer bust, though. His floor is around 25 FanDuel points, and his ceiling is, 50. So God only knows what he's going to do. Now, if George Hill is out on Tuesday, make sure you check the news. That I would like Bledsoe a little bit more because then he's going to maybe get some Shelvin Mack defense, some Dante Exum defense. But I don't love this play on Tuesday. He'll probably be one of the guys who's overlooked, so I'll have a little bit of exposure in tournaments only. Goran Dragic, 7K. Pretty nice matchup versus the Knicks here for Dragic. Make sure you check the news and see who's playing for Miami. I think as of right now, I think Josh Richardson is questionable. I think Justice Winslow is going to be out one more game, and I think they have some other guys still banged up too. So just, see who's playing in that lineup. But right now they need Dragic to do a lot in the court. They need him to score and play a lot of minutes. And 7K is a very fair price for him against Derrick Rose defense in a game. I will definitely game stack in this Knicks-Miami game. And I think he's safe for cash. I mean, right now, he probably will be one of my cash game point guards. So, and at tournaments, he's fine too. I mean, it's tough. I mean, I don't know if he can get us, seven, I'm trying to think. Can he get us six times value? Yeah, I guess he can. I mean, he's had one game of 56 FanDuel points this year, versus Boston, no less. So I guess he's capable. I mean, I put a ceiling of maybe like 45 FanDuel points, which is still pretty, I mean, you know, very delicious. I'll definitely would take that. I think his floor for Tuesday is probably around 30 FanDuel points. So I do like him for cash though. Derek, speaking of that same game, Derek Rose. I mean, you very easily could have a Dragic Rose as your two cash game point guards. I normally do not like playing Rose as a cash game player, you know, but it's a small slate. It's only six games, not a ton of great options. He's been a lot better than I thought. I mean, he's going to have some duds, and he that's just to be expected with the way his body is, you know, and where he is at this stage of his career. But when he's playing well, he's pretty good. He's getting a lot of minutes. I mean, look at his game logs are 32, 39, 14, 43, 47, 28, 35, 24, 35. So I think his floor is like 25, but he's got like a ceiling of around 50. So that's the upside is delicious. And I think the floor is relatively safe for this tricky little slate here. Dragic is not an elite defender. Dragic is an okay defender. The Knicks are playing down in pace, so that's not ideal here. But I still think Rose is fine. If you want to roll him out in cash, normally I would not recommend it. I think on this slate you can do it. And tournaments, though, absolutely. I mean, I'm definitely going to have some lineups where I stack that Miami Knicks game. Next up is Reggie Jackson. So Reggie Jackson played his first game back with Detroit on, I think it was Sunday. He played 23 minutes and 18 points and 22 FanDuel points. But the price is still too high. I mean, FanDuel did drop. I think he was like 7.2K in his first game, which was absurd. And then Stan Van Gundy said he's basically going to limit his minutes to about, you know, like 4 to 6 minute stretches, you know, each quarter. And which comes out to about, you know, let's say maximum of 24 minutes. And that's right kind of right around where what he got in his first game. I would expect that to continue. But obviously check the news and see how many minutes he's going to get. But if he's going to get around 24 minutes again on Tuesday, I can't play him. At 6.5K, that's too expensive. He would need to be getting me like 2 fantasy points per minute. I don't think he's going to do that yet. I do like the matchup versus Chicago. So I wish he was a little bit cheaper, playing more minutes, and then I would love to attack him. If you want to throw him as a dart in a tournament, you can. Because, I mean, as he already showed, and he actually looked good in the minutes he played. I was impressed. And his first game back, he already put up 18 points. So, you know, he's going to shoot the ball. Usage rate's going to go through the roof. I know all the other Detroit guys must be pretty pissed he's back because their stats are going to suffer. But we need either the minutes to go up or the price to go down before we can feel good playing him. Rondo. So Rondo was suspended on Monday by the Bulls, and it hurt the Bulls because Grant sucked, and the Bulls ended up losing to Portland by 2 points. Rondo's price has come up to 6.2K. You know, he did have that horrendous game last time he was out of 4 FanDuel points, and it appears that he was upset with it too because he got in an altercation with an assistant coach, and that's why he got suspended. And I don't blame, you know, the assistant coach for or whatever happened, but you know, he definitely deserved to be yelled at for his disgusting performance the other night. But now's a new day, right? I think it's a fine matchup for him. Detroit is not a team I'd love to target, but normally point guard is, you know, there's 7-8 guys I love. Tuesday there is not. There's not a ton of great options. I think Rondo's going to be hungry. He's obviously going to be sad and pissed off that he missed a game, got suspended. He should come back and play pretty well. He should get a lot of minutes because the rest of the Bulls are going to be on a back-to-back. They're going to be tired. So Rondo's a guy that I think is fine for cash, quite honestly. And if you want to roll him out in tournaments, I would too. I mean, Ish Smith defense doesn't scare me, and even Reggie Jackson defense doesn't scare me either. And they're not going to put KCP on him. The KCP is going to guard Wade and Butler. And that KCP defense does worry me. But Rondo should be fine. I think his floor is around 25 FanDuel points tomorrow, and the ceiling's probably around 40. So he's a very nice play. And if you want to use him in cash instead of Derrick Rose, I think it's perfectly fine. I think both those guys are fine. Dragic is probably the one guy I'm probably locked in right now. And then I have to choose between Derrick Rose and Rondo if I don't want to spend up on John Wall. Other guys that we can mention, Ricky Rubio against the Spurs. He's 5.6K. He's dirt cheap. He's coming off his best game maybe in like 2 years. No. No, he's definitely coming off one of his best games this year. He played 37 minutes versus Charlotte. He had 9 points, 7 rebounds, 12 assists. I mean, that's the kind of Ricky Rubio line that we'd like to see. He was a 7K player last year. So maybe he's finally rounding in the form. I want to attack guys when the price is low and play him a day early rather than a day late. So Ricky Rubio is a guy that I will have a decent amount of exposure to, you know, against the Spurs. I think Tony Parker got hurt on Monday. So that actually sucks in terms of, well, one, I'm just sad Tony Parker got hurt, but I would have liked to see Rubio go up against Tony Parker because Tony Parker plays no defense. But still, I mean, like, Patty Mills' defense doesn't scare me either. You can attack the Spurs guards. So Rubio's actually a pretty good play. I don't know if he's ready for a cash game, you know, if he's cash game viable yet. But for tournaments, absolutely. Roll him out on, you know, on Tuesday. You can even game stack that Spurs-Minnesota game. And if that stays close, he absolutely could help someone take down a GPP. I'm going to have me some Rubio exposure for sure. Other than that, Tyler Johnson's 5.2K. His floor is very nice. I mean, the ceiling is the problem with him. I think the floor is around 20 and the ceiling's like 35 FanDuel points. So if you want to, you know, want to save a little bit and use him in cash games, I think he can. It's fine. He's locked into like 30 minutes a game right now. So, you know, I'm perfectly fine with rolling him out too. And if you want to save a little bit and use him in tournaments, I mean, I think you can even do that. Again, the upside does scare me a little bit, but he's definitely in play. Elfrid Payton, he's still not starting. He's not getting a lot of minutes. He's basically getting 24 minutes the last couple games, 17, 10, 17 FanDuel points. I mean, maybe as a dart, and you just hope he gets hot somehow and goes off. Otherwise, like, you know, can't really use him. Ish Smith, now that Reggie, he's only 4.8K, but with Reggie Jackson back, it makes him a tough play. He's still going to get about 24, 25 minutes. And that's what he got last game against Orlando. He put up 15 FanDuel points. So if you give me 25 minutes of Ish Smith at 4.8K, I don't know. I mean, I guess he can get us – the ceiling's probably around 30. The floor's, you know, probably like 18 to 20. So he's not a great play anymore. But he'll be low-owned. No one's going to want to play him because, everyone knows Reggie Jackson's back. And there's a chance – let's say Ish Smith gets hot. There's a chance Stan Van keeps him in and plays Reggie and Ishmith together. So, you know, on six game slates, you got to get creative. You got to think a little bit outside the box. So I don't mind Ishmith, you know, if you want to use him in one or two lineups. Let's say you're rolling out like 20 lineups. I don't mind, you know, one or two of Ishmith. Sergio Rodriguez. If Bayless is out, this guy's just been super consistent. 35, 33, 22, 25, 27 FanDuel points. The price is slowly coming up a little bit now. But it's still very fair. If Bayless is out, Philly is coming on a back-to-back. He did play a decent amount of minutes. You know, I mentioned 33 against Denver on Monday. But, you know, at that price, he's still very safe. I guess it's going to be a question. I mean, he's definitely suitable for cash. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, right now, I have Dragic and probably – you know, I was leaning towards a Rose or a Rondo, but I very easily could just dip down and go and use Sergio again. I've used him numerous times in cash this year, as long as Bayless is out. So he's fine again. I might do that again. And Memphis doesn't scare me anymore. That, you know, they're all banged up, and we have no idea who's going to play for Memphis anyway. Speaking of Memphis, you have Andrew Harrison, 4.3K. You know, he settled into basically what he is, what I thought he is, and that's a guy who plays 40 minutes and gets to 20 FanDuel points. So there's nothing sexy about him. I don't think the ceiling is fantastic. I do think it will help if we hear some news that like Memphis is holding out Marc Gasol. Maybe that means more shots for Andrew Harrison. More his usage rate will go up because right now his usage rate just stinks. That's the problem with him. So I prefer, you know, other guys to Andrew Harrison. I prefer Sergio Rodriguez to Harrison, and I prefer those other guys too, quite honestly, like the Roses and Rondos. But if you want to save, go ahead. Other than that, if Tony Parker's out, Patty Mills is in play, and actually he becomes a pretty darn good play. I mean, when Parker's out, he plays around 28, 29 minutes. At least he did the last two games, and he scored 26 and 33 FanDuel points. which is fantastic. That's like six times value. That's how you win a GPP on a small slate. He's an intriguing guy. So if Parker's out and the injury did not look good, Patty Mills, I think I actually prefer Patty Mills over all the other value guys, quite honestly, especially in tournaments, because I think Patty Mills has the most upside. Lastly, Brandon Jennings, 4K. Just because if Courtney Lee is out for the Knicks are running a lot of lineups playing Jennings and Rose together. So I think Brandon Jennings is a guy who can come in and get you 20 FanDuel points. I mean, I don't love the play. I don't want a ton of exposure, but a little bit, you want to throw him in a tournament or two. If he gets hot, he's going to get extended minutes. And if he doesn't, then Justin Holiday is going to get extended minutes. All right, shooting guard, let's move on. Let me get some water so I don't have to stutter. And my voice is getting hoarse already. I feel so much better. It's very hard to do solo shows because when you're doing solo shows, no one else can help you out and talk and give you a little rest, man. It's exhausting. All right. Shooting guard. Shooting guard is not that great on Tuesday, but there's some options. There are a plethora of options that we got to go through. Bradley Beal, 7.1K on the back-to-back versus Orlando here. He's fine. I think he's safe for cash. They keep rolling him out. He's gonna be rolled out in a body bag one day because he keeps playing tons of minutes. 36 minutes against Brooklyn on Monday. 34 FanDuel points. He actually was a little he underwhelmed, quite honestly, because guys like Wade and other shooting guards performed a lot better than he did. But shooting guard is not that great, and I think he's very safe. I think his floor is around 28 FanDuel points, 25, 28. And the ceiling is probably 40, 45. So, I don't love the pace of this game, but Beal still, as long as he's getting those minutes, he's a safe play. D-Wade, I think right now Wade is going to play on a back-to-back, but I don't really trust it. I don't play Wade on back-to-backs. And dear God, I guess KCP is going to start out defending Wade. I mean, Wade was terrific when he gets rest, and he was terrific on Monday. He played 36 minutes, 34 actual points, 47 FanDuel points. I think he was in a ton of winning slam lineups, or not slam line, but a ton of winning FanDuel lineups in GPPs. So Wade's not going to be cash game viable for me on a back to back. Maybe I throw him in a couple tournaments and just hope he takes some steroids and goes off. I guess it's possible. If people are smart, he's going to be low owned because. I mean, it's very just fair right now with KCP defense and the way he's looked this year in back-to-backs, it's been pretty brutal. I mean, he's rested, I think, on two back-to-backs, and the other one that he did play, that's when he put up 5 FanDuel points when they got blown out against Indiana. So Wade's a tough guy to play, but only 6 games. It's still Dwayne Wade. I mean, so a little exposure in tournaments. Zach LaVine, 6K. Versus San Antonio. He's a one-trick pony. I've watched a lot of Minnesota lately just because I've been playing a lot of Towns, and I keep wanting to see when Rubio is going to finally get better. Occasionally I'll play some Wiggins, and I play a little LaVine too. I'm always surprised when I watch them and how LaVine has the green light. I mean, like he gets the ball, does not look to pass, and shoots his usage rate. I don't know, I have it up in front of me, but it's pretty nice for that Minnesota team. I think, I wish he was a little more – I wish his peripherals were a little better because he is really scoring dependent. But he's locked into – the minutes right now are just beautiful. 44, 40, 42, 44 his last 4 games. And before that, 39. So, I mean, especially in cash games, the main thing that I want are minutes. Minutes equal FanDuel production, unless you're a guy like Courtney Lee or Nick Stauskas from Monday night. Dear God. Ugh, so frustrating. But so I love the minutes. San Antonio, not an ideal matchup, but I still think LaVine is fine. You want to roll him out in cash. It's suitable. Normally, I don't like using him in cash, but I think on Tuesday you can. In tournaments, yeah, he's got the upside that you can play him too. Devin Booker, 5.9K. Man, remember earlier in the year when Devin Booker was just crushing value every night and just he was winning us all lots of money? Not the case lately. The price has dipped down. The production's, he still occasionally gives you the 40 FanDuel point night, 28, 21, 41, 18, 20, 33, 10, 20. So not cash game viable. Also at Utah. So, you know, he's going to get some tough, I guess, Rodney Hood defense. I think Rodney Hood's going to play. So I don't really love Booker on Tuesday. I think he can do better. You want to use him in some tournaments in case he gets hot like Zach LaVine did against Utah a few weeks ago. Totally fine, but I'm not going to use him cash. No way. KCP, 5.7K. I mean, how many times do I have to say I love KCP? I mean, every show I do, I you know, say how great he's been. He's won me. I mean, he may be the player who's won me the most money this year just because I played him so many times when he's been under 5% owned. So I think, I mean, now basically everyone's caught on. The industry's caught on. I mean, he's had enough 35, 40 FanDuel points in that point nights, and his price has risen where everybody knows he's not really catching anyone off guard anymore. So he's 5.7K against the Bulls. You know, Dwayne Wade defense on a back-to-back, that sure as hell doesn't scare me. So KCP is a really nice play again on Tuesday. 25, 35, 40, 40, 13, 32, 32, 30. So he occasionally has a bust game, but otherwise he's been relatively pretty consistent. I think he's safe enough for cash, and you want to use him in tournaments, you can do that too. I do not like the fact that Reggie Jackson's back. I think that's going to hurt KCP's usage for sure. I mean, I'm hoping Reggie Jackson's going to get him some open three-point looks, but you know, I'm not sure if that's going to be the case yet. Didn't really happen in the first game. Reggie Jackson came back, but I still think KCP is totally fine. Evan Fournier, 5.6K at Washington. He struggled against the Pistons, but he had KCP guarding him. So he put up 12 FanDuel points against the Pistons. Before that, he's been really good. 28, 31, 25, 48. So, you know, shooting guard is going to be tough because we got all these guys bunched around the same, basically the same price tag. You have, you know, Rodney Hood, Evan Fournier, KCP, Devin Booker, and Zach LaVine, all around them from 5.5K to 6K. And the key to probably the whole night is going to be choosing the right guys in this range. So it's not easy. I mean, right now I have KCP and LaVine as my two favorites, and then Fournier third and then Booker fourth. But I think Fournier is fine. I mean, the minutes are going to be there. The shots are going to be there. The usage is very nice. And it's just a matter of him making shots. Bradley Beal is a decent defender, but he's fine. You know, again, how I would rate these guys. Put Rodney Hood in there too. Because Rodney Hood is versus Phoenix. So Rodney Hood is 5.5K. He's looked really good the last two games. 29 and 27 FanDuel points. So he's playing a little better now. He gets an ideal matchup playing way up in pace versus Phoenix. So, all right, let's rethink this together. So here's who we have. We have Hood, Fournier, KCP, Booker, and LaVine. For cash games, actually, I would lean Rodney Hood and KCP as my two cash game shooting guards between those two, with Zach LaVine a pretty close third. And the only reason why I may reconsider is because – out of those guys, Hood's the only one that's going to be coming on a back-to-back. KCP and LaVine did not play on Monday night, whereas Hood did. So that may be a reason to play the other two. But I still, right now, I just love that matchup versus Phoenix. All right. Moving on. Let's see if Josh Richardson's playing. I think he did some practice. He practiced a little bit on Monday. He was limited in practice, though. If he plays at 4.6K, I will throw him in some tournaments. He's been my sneaky ninja all year. My sneaky ninja who's been stealing money from me, but he has upside. So I like him if he plays. And then we have the couple of the Memphis guys. You got Tony Allen at 4.4K. You got Troy Daniels at 4.2K. It's tough to comment on Memphis, just see who's playing. I mean, Tony Allen's 70 years old and he played 42 minutes in a double overtime game on Monday night. So, I mean, does Memphis rest Tony Allen and Marc Gasol? I mean, I'm not sure what I mean, obviously I'm hearing rumblings that they're going to do that, but I'm not sure. If for some reason Tony Allen sits, I mean, I love Troy Daniels, but quite honestly, I like Troy Daniels anyway. He's 4.2K. He's getting a ton of minutes, a ton of shots, Coach Fizdale, as I mentioned on the show yesterday, Coach Fizdale has given him the green light to shoot as many times as he wants. He's a gunner. He does nothing. We talk about a one-trick pony. That's what he is. He does nothing else besides shoot. So if he's missing all his shots, it's probably going to really hurt you. And he's probably due for a dud. But the last two games are 31 and 43 FanDuel points. And you just can't overlook that production on a six-game slate. So I'm going to load him. I'm going to use a lot of Daniels in tournaments. And quite honestly, you can go that route in cash games too. Just remember to check the news and see who's playing for Memphis. But Troy Daniels is a really good play again on Tuesday. He's going to kill us one of these nights, though. He's going to miss all shots. It's just inevitable. But he's also getting Philly defense. So, you know, that's a juicy game. So, whichever guys from Memphis end up playing, we're going to have to roster those guys. And Troy Daniels will probably be one of the guys for sure. Brandon Knight's 4.2K against Utah, maybe in a tournament, but not a lot of love there. And then you have Justin Holiday. He's 4.1K at Miami. If Courtney Lee is out, Justin Holiday is going to be starting. And he's cash game viable. I mean, I don't know what the ceiling is here. The minutes that, you know, have been 23 and 31 in the two games he started. So I think 31's around his ceiling in minutes, which basically would put his probably his FanDuel points to ceiling around 30, 35, which is still fantastic. And you know, as I said, with the point guards, though, if Brandon Jennings gets hot, he's going to get the minutes, and then Justin Holiday's probably going to see closer to 20, 22 minutes, maybe 24. But I still think he's a fine play. I mean, if you want to save a shooting guard, you can easily do it. I mean, you want to lock in, you know, I know I spent like, you know, wasting your time 10 minutes talking about LaVine, Booker, KCP, Fournier, Hood. But if you want to, quite honestly, if you want to go Troy Daniels and Justin Holiday in your cash game shooting guard and save some money, totally fine. Small forward, Jimmy Butler, 9.2K at the Pistons. Yeah, I mean, there's no LeBron, no Durant, so he's the top play. It's small forward on Tuesday. He's been good, consistent, 46, 44, 54, 32, 37, 55, 58, the last few games. I like it. I think it's fine, totally fine for cash. The Bulls are going to especially need him, especially if Wade's struggling. I think Rondo playing hurts him a little bit, but not too much. You know, if you think he's a fine play, I wish the pace of this game was a little bit better. Chicago's playing down in pace, but you know, six game slate. We gotta make the best of a weird situation. Butler's totally fine in cash, totally fine in tournaments. Kawhi Leonard, 8.3K. Kawhi just cannot seem to get over the hump. I mean, he's just not doing enough for us lately. Against the Bucks on Monday, only 34 FanDuel points, only 31 minutes. So neither of those are stellar. I think I prefer Jimmy Butler, quite honestly, in cash, and I'd prefer the next guy I'm going to talk about, Gordon Hayward. So Kawhi is going to be a tournament-only play for me. He's going to bust out and give you 50 one of these nights. You know, Andrew Wiggins is a sneaky good defender, I will say that. He's been a much better defender than I thought. He's really long, so that's a little surprising. But I think, you know, Kawhi, you know, he's basically matchup-proof. I'm not entirely sure what the deal is, why he's been struggling so much. But I like him for tournaments. I'm not going to use him in cash. Gordon Hayward, yeah, I mean, I love the matchup versus Phoenix. You know, Utah's playing way up in pace. Gordon Hayward's price has come up a little bit now. It's over the 8K mark, but still, he's just been so rock steady, man. 40, 37, 50, 48. And that's what I want in my cash games. I want someone who I just don't have to worry too much about it. It's, you know, the floor is about 35 FanDuel points. He's got about a 50, 55 FanDuel point ceiling. Gordon Hayward, he's probably going to be a core player for me as of right now in my cash games. So, and quite honestly, I'd prefer him over Jimmy Butler in cash too if I had to choose one of the guys between Butler, Leonard, or Hayward. So, you know, I love Gordon Hayward. Next up, Carmelo Anthony, 7.6K versus Miami. I'd never feel comfortable playing Carmelo. He's not a cash game player at this stage of his career, I don't think. But he's capable of putting a 50. He's had 160 FanDuel point night. You know, he easily can get you 40. You know, I think more than likely he's going to be, you know, in the high 30s, you know, mid to high 30s. So he's fine. You know, if you want to use him in cash, you can. I probably will not. But he's fine. If you want to roll him out in tournaments, you can do that too. Otto Porter, 6.3K. Yeah, I just prefer other guys. Small forward's one of the positions I actually really do like on Tuesday. So I'll use him a little bit in tournaments. Quite honestly, when I look at his game logs, he's safe for cash if you want. I'm just not going to go that route. but 32, 37, 27, 31, 33, 30, 26, 24, 36. I mean, dear God, that is consistency monster. That's fantastic. So quite honestly, you want to roll him out in cash, go ahead. I just want to go a different direction, but he's fine. And tournaments, you can use a little bit of him too. Andrew Wiggins, 5.9K versus Spurs. So Wiggins' price has come down. I think it was like over 6K the last game they played, and he played well. Against Charlotte, he had 38 FanDuel points. So I'm not entirely sure why the price dipped. I know he's had some he's like a yo-yo. He's like a roller coaster. He's been up and down all year long. I don't like playing him in cash. I'll probably only use him in tournaments, but I will have a decent amount of exposure. And the biggest concern against the Spurs, he gets Kawhi Leonard defense. There's no scarier defense in the NBA than Kawhi Leonard. So that would make, that in itself, I can't play him in cash. And even in tournaments, I'd still be a little scared. But it's only six games. I'm going to have a little bit of Wiggins exposure. Marcus Morris, 5K. Yeah, super safe. You want to roll him out in cash, totally fine. He's been really good the last four games or so. 33, 19, 34, 24. So I think I get us, 25 FanDuel points hit value. That's not that hard to do. I mean, it was earlier in the year for him, but he seems to be playing a little bit better. Reggie Jackson hurts him a little bit, but I still think he's fine. He's a very safe cash game play. Other than that, let's see, am I going to spend any lower than that? Troy Williams, I mean, check the Memphis news. I mean, I think he's fine for cash maybe. Aaron Gordon, he's okay to use in cash. I know he's still starting and still sucking because that's what Aaron Gordon does. On a six-game slate, you never know. Want to throw him as a dart in a tournament, you can do that as well. That's it for a small forward. Power forward. So let me get some water. Talk amongst yourselves. All right, power forward. Porzingis, 7.6K. I'm tired of playing Porzingis in cash. I don't know why. I just feel like every time I play him, he gets off to such bad starts, and it's just such a grind for him to try to hit value. Because the last couple games, he just started off so poorly. He's put up 40 FanDuel points at 24. So he's still been okay, and I think he's going to be a cash game play for me just because – there's not a lot of good power forward sucks on Tuesday. So I'm going to use him. The upside is immense, obviously. I do love the matchup against Miami. I don't know who the heck they're going to put on him. I mean, James Johnson, Luke Babbitt. I think Luke Babbitt's out. So, I mean, I have no clue who Miami's going to try to use to defend Porzingis. This is just such a good matchup. I mean, the pace is not good, but in terms of matchup, he should have a 40, 45, 50 FanDuel point night. So I love me Porzingis in cash and tournaments. Aldridge fine, actually did good. He played well for the Spurs on Monday. Put up 40 FanDuel points. I mean, that's a minor miracle in itself. I mean, hallelujah. So if you played him on Monday night on an 11-game slate, I mean, congrats to you. I did not have the guts to do it. On a back-to-back, though, yeah, I'm not going to tempt the fates of Popovich. No way. Serge Ibaka, 6.5K. Man, this reverse Benjamin Button, his price keeps rising because he keeps going off. Against the Pistons, he had 48 FanDuel points. And he's been sneaky consistent, 26, 29, 35, 32, 40, 14, 39, 31. I mean, look, we have to face facts here. Serge Ibaka should be in one of our lineups. If you play multiple lineups, put Serge Ibaka in one of those. Markieff Morris defense, that doesn't scare me. And Akil, he's just been really good. I mean, power forward is not loaded. So, I don't want to use him in cash games, even though I think you can on Tuesday. But I'm gonna use him in a couple tournaments. And I mean, man, he's been so good. I was watching the last Orlando game. Who are they playing again? Oh, yeah. It was against the Pistons because I had a ton of Pistons. I think I had some Evan Fournier action too, and I think I had a little bit of Vucevic as well. And Ibaka was—I mean, he looked like he's playing in OKC, like back when he actually defended and blocked shots and was all over the court. He looked youthful. He looked vibrant. He was actually jumping and playing defense. He wasn't rebounding because God forbid he could actually get some freaking boards. Other than that, though, he looked great. Taj Gibson, 5.9K. at Detroit. He's always a nice, pretty safe cash game play. Last couple games have been disappointing for him, only 19 and 17. But if you still want to roll him out in cash, I think it's fine to do. I'm probably not going to, and I don't want a ton of him in tournaments either, because the upside just not terrific. Tobias Harris, 5.6K. The price has come up $300, but he's still a nice play. With Reggie being back, hurts him a little as well because it hurts every Piston. But he's fine. I mean, 17 last game, and before that, though, 31, 34, 39, 32 FanDuel points. So I don't mind Tobias. I don't love it, quite honestly. There's actually other guys I prefer in cash because I want Porzingis as one of my cash game plays. And then I'm probably going to go value with one of the other guys I'm going to mention in a couple of minutes or a couple of seconds. So I don't know if I'm going to use him in cash, although I think you can still. But he's a pretty good tournament play. I mean, he does have 35, 40 FanDuel point upside. Jamichael Green. So see if what this guy is doing. He played a ton of minutes on Monday, played 43 minutes. But let's say Marc Gasol sits. Even if Marc Gasol doesn't sit, Memphis just needs him to play. Like, he's not good at basketball. He does nothing good on the court, except he's a big body. So, like, rebounds, you know, fall into his lap. He struggled. He grinded to get 26 FanDuel points in double overtime on Monday. That was painful. So he barely hit value. But on a six-game slate, 5.2K, I think he's fine for cash on Tuesday. Markieff Morris, 4.7K. Way too cheap. Way too cheap. I know he's killed us all, but, you know, I'm against Brooklyn on Monday, I played a decent amount of him. I'm actually mad at myself. I didn't play more of him. You know, I should never have played any Frank Kaminsky, but whatever. Gave you 30 FanDuel points on Monday night. And at that 4.7K price tag, yeah, I mean, I'm going to use him in some formats. The question is where. I mean, I would say he's a lock and load for cash games, but the problem is we have these Philly busters who are also, you know, pretty nice for cash. So he's going to be under cash game consideration for me on Tuesday, that's for sure. And I'll play him in tournaments too. Love the price. Ilyasova, 4.6K. Look, this guy, he's another guy. Him and Markieff are pretty similar because they both killed us so many times in the past. He's getting so many minutes for Philly right now, though, and he's producing. I mean, he's always been a guy when he gets minutes, he produces. 36 minutes on Monday versus Denver and 33 FanDuel points. Before that, he had 27 FanDuel points. So as long as he's starting, if Covington is out again, they need him to play a lot of minutes. You know, Memphis doesn't really scare me right now because they're so banged up. So I don't mind Ilyasova, quite honestly. If you want to use him in cash, totally fine with it. I'm fine with using him in cash. I'm fine with using Dario Saric in cash as well. He's at 4.1K for Philly. He played really well in the last couple games as well. 25 minutes on Monday night versus Denver, 27 FanDuel points. I actually wanted him to get more minutes because he looked terrific. He was all over the place. And he had 37 FanDuel points in the game prior to that against Boston. He has massive upside. Saric, I'm gonna use him a ton in tournaments on Tuesday just because I love the upside so much. I guess if I had to choose between the two, just because Ilyasova is getting more minutes and starting, I would use Ilyasova in cash over him, and I'd go Saric and GPPs. But they're both really good plays. So, I mean, easily I could see myself going Porzingis in one of my cash game power forward spots, and then I'm going to have to choose between Markieff, Ilyasova, and Saric as for my other spot. Otherwise, another guy who no one ever plays except me, I think, and that's John Luehr. He's 4.6K. He's rock steady, 21, 27, 23, 22 FanDuel points. So you got to get creative on six-game slates. I'm going to find a way to play some John Luehr. He can give you like a 35 FanDuel point night. So he could be, you know, the key to unlocking a GPP victory. Unlikely, but it could happen. So if I play 20 lineups, I'm going to use him probably in two. I do like his game. It's hard because, you know, Detroit has so many guys to play, but he is the, I mean, Stan Van Gundy loves him, and he's always the first guy off the bench. And if, God forbid, if like Drummond or Tobias ever got in foul trouble, Luehr would go nuts. That's probably it for power forward. All right, I'll mention Trey Lyles. If you want to use Trey Lyles, you can. He's always going to be boring and give you 16 to 20 FanDuel points. All right, center. So center, you basically have a two-man race to see who you want to play in terms of the top guy. That's, you have Towns and Whiteside. Whiteside's price jumped $700. It was 8.4K. Now it's 9.1K. But Towns is first. He's 9.3K. Versus Spurs, you can attack the Spurs. You can attack their big men. I mean, especially if Pau Gasol is starting. Yeah, I'm not sure if they would have Pau Gasol guard him. Maybe they put Aldridge on him instead. You know, Towns, he does have the upside. I mean, I don't know if I want to spend 9.3K when there's better options, quite honestly, for center in cash games for sure. So Towns is going to be a tournament-only play for me on Tuesday. Whiteside, 9.1K. I definitely like Whiteside's matchup better than Towns. So if I had to choose, if you're choosing between those two guys, I like Whiteside better. Whiteside's a much better cash game play for Tuesday. I think he's actually a better tournament play as well. I mean, maybe not just because his ownership is going to be probably higher than Towns. But he's against the Knicks. I mean, man, we just watched DeMarcus Cousins destroy the Knicks because they have a dead man walking in Joakim Noah, who, I mean, I think his funeral is later in the week. If you guys want to attend, it's in New York. You guys can probably crash in my apartment if you want. You know, you will sleep on the couch. But so they have Joakim Noah, or they have Kyle O'Quinn, who's going to fall out in 6 minutes if he's trying to guard a Whiteside. So I love the matchup for Whiteside. It's just so beautiful. 9.1K. It's pricey, but it's fair. I mean, I don't think I want to spend way up for cash on Tuesday, but I'm going to have a lot of him in tournaments. Andre Drummond. I'm getting tired of playing Andre Drummond. I don't know if anyone in DFS, in the history of DFS, has played as much Andre Drummond as me. I throw him into tournaments every time because he's always so darn low owned. I've had him at 2%, at 4%, 6%, I mean, 12%. I mean, I think the most I've seen him this year was like 18% one day. But look, it just hasn't paid off for me. I mean, he might be the guy who's lost me the most amount of money. Even when he hits value, it's barely. It's 34, 35, 47, 14, 29, 34, 54, 39, 39. So, you know, I mean, the problem with playing him, when you play him, he not only does he have to give us, if we truly want to win a GPP with him, not only does he have to give us 6 or 7 times value, which would be, you know, for him, what is that? What's 8 times 6? It's 40, like four, let's say 48 FanDuel points, maybe like 55, 56 FanDuel points, something in there. He'd have to give us that, and Whiteside and Towns wouldn't have to go off. And Gasol wouldn't have to go off, who's also playing on Tuesday. And Gobert and Gortat and Embiid. So he's got to do better than all those other guys as well. And right now, just the way he's playing and the way all the other centers are playing, it's just tough to see that happening. So I'm still going to do what I always do. I'm going to use my one or two lineups and roll him out in cash games. Centers actually have done surprisingly well against the Bulls, even though I think the Bulls have and Robin Lopez is a pretty good defender. But Drummond does have the talent. It just hasn't shown itself on the court this year. I'm not sure what Reggie Jackson being back, if that's going to help him or not. I mean, maybe he'll get some more cheap offensive rebounds as Reggie Jackson throws up some garbage, and Drummond can pounce on those rebounds. But it's been really hard to play him this year. It's been frustrating. Marc Gasol, 7.5K. Just see if he's playing. If he's playing, the problem is he's old and it's a back-to-back and it's Philly. So, I mean, do they lower his minutes on Tuesday? If it wasn't a back-to-back, he'd be my cash game play for sure. At 7.5K, I mean, with Conley gone and the entire Memphis team banged up and they're running the whole entire offense through him. He's playing so well. He had a triple-double on Monday night and 63 FanDuel points. So I love Gasol. I would love Gasol, on a normal night. I mean, the fact that it's on the road, it's at home at least, but they are coming on a double overtime game. That scares me a little bit. So just check the news and see what's going on. If he's playing, I'm going to find a way to get me some Gasol exposure. Vucevic, 7.4K. So his price is creeping back up at Washington. I don't love this play. You know, I like other centers better, and he's still not starting. Bismack's getting a lot of minutes, so he hasn't really hit 30 minutes the last two games. He has basically become a fantasy point per minute monster, which is great. But let's say he gets 28 minutes, 30 FanDuel points isn't going to cut it. That's not going to be enough for me. So no thank you on him. Rudy Gobert, 6.9K versus Phoenix. Yeah, he's had 47 FanDuel points against the Lakers. five blocks, 17 rebounds, 14 points. I'm going to find a way to use him a little bit in tournaments. And quite honestly, he's relatively safe in cash games too. I love the fact that they're playing, Utah's playing way up in pace. I think he could be a sneaky guy, goes under the radar. I like him. Martin Gortat, 6.4K. On Monday against Brooklyn, you know, I was hoping he'd do a little bit better. He still played really well. He had 31 FanDuel points. But at his price, that's not value. And against Brooklyn, you know, and when their other centers like Marc Gasol went off, you needed him to do a little bit better. But he still did fine. Against Orlando, he's going to get some Vucevic defense, which is, you know, horrendous. Otherwise, Bismack will be on him. Bismack's a decent defender. He's not all that. So I don't mind Gortat. Gortat's going to be, I think he's going to be underowned. He's going to be overlooked. He has flashed 50 FanDuel point upside, so I don't mind him. A lot of people are going to be on guys like Embiid and Marc Gasol, Whiteside, Towns, Drummond, or maybe not Drummond because no one plays Drummond except me, and then Robin Lopez and some cheap guys. So I think he'll be overlooked, but he's a sneaky play on Tuesday. I will definitely have some exposure. The next guy, Joel Embiid. So Embiid 6.4K. I'm pretty sure. Oh, no, he is sitting out on Tuesday. I thought he's going to play in back-to-backs now. I could have swore I had that conversation with someone today that he's playing in back-to-backs now. But apparently, at least the news that I'm reading, if this is accurate, it says he's going to sit out on Tuesday against the Grizzlies. So Embiid is – we don't have to consider Embiid. So that makes Gortat even a better play. Hopefully that news that I'm reading is accurate and Embiid is out. Because it would have been cool to see Embiid go up against Marc Gasol, but I guess that's not going to happen. Pau Gasol, 6.1K. Yeah, it's just so hard to do on a back-to-back for the Spurs. He played 27 minutes on Monday. Yeah, if he's playing, you could throw him use him as a dart in a tournament if you want, but it's tough. Robin Lopez, 5.1K. I mean, depending on the Marc Gasol news, and if I don't want to spend up on Whiteside, I don't want to use Gortat in cash, although you could, I guess. Robin Lopez is actually fine for cash. Andre Drummond doesn't really scare me. Lopez, he basically gives you – I mean, he's had a couple games where he gets in like the low 20s or maybe even in the high teens. But for the most part, he gives you like 5 to 6 times value. He had 30 FanDuel points on Monday against Portland. And normally what – Coach Hoiberg does for the Bulls, he mirrors Lopez's minutes to the opposing team center. So I always like to target Lopez when the Bulls are going up against another center. So Drummond, if Drummond gets 35 minutes on Monday or Tuesday, I think Lopez is going to basically get 35 minutes. I think he's going to be in the game when Drummond is. I guess the Bulls could also put Taj Gibson on Drummond a little bit, but I think Lopez is in for a lot of minutes, and he's been a fantasy point per minute monster this year. He's been terrific. So I have no issues using Robin Lopez in cash. Or maybe I have a tiny amount of issues with it, but I think it's those issues I can go to therapy with and we can work it out together, and then I can play him in cash. And I think he'd be okay. And I definitely will have some tournament exposure. Drummond's defense has gotten worse each year in the league. So he can be attacked on the defensive end for sure. I like Robin Lopez. Other than that, if you want to use Bismack in cash games, you can. He can give you 20, 25 FanDuel points. Not much more, though. Joakim Noah, if you want to get crazy, if you take some steroids, I guess it can happen. And Carlo Quinn, if Noah's not going to play, and I mean, Noah's not going to get a ton of minutes, Carlo Quinn's always been a fantasy point per minute monster. I think they're going to need O'Quinn's defense, quite honestly, against Whiteside. And I think no one's going to play O'Quinn. So if you want to use him as a dart in a tournament, I think you can, but it's probably will not pay off, but you never know. All right. That is it. Those are the six very tricky games for Tuesday. Hopefully I helped you navigate it a little bit, at least made you think. I mean, the key from these podcasts, what I want to do, it's not always, I know some people after they tweet me after the podcast, they're like, I wasn't sure who were your top plays at shooting guard again? Like who are your cash game plays? And a lot of this is not, not only to give you like who are my top plays, it's just to get you think a little bit. If you can listen to the podcast and you can take away you know, one or two or three or four things that, you know, that increase your, you know, your lineup for that night, that make you think a little bit, make you get creative, you know, something, you know, think about something otherwise you probably wouldn't have thought about. That's really what the podcast is for. I think most of you guys listening are smart enough at this point playing to create, you know, pretty good lineups, but you need that edge. And hopefully when I'm going through all these guys, I'm giving you tidbits of knowledge, that are helping you out, you know, and it's weird because it's cool listening and getting the feedback. It's different for everybody. Some guys, you know, have trouble with the stars. Some guys have trouble picking out value. You know, some guys struggle in particular at a certain position. So hopefully this podcast is helping you out. Definitely feel free to let me know if there's something else you prefer me to discuss. I'd be happy to, especially, you know, on days when we have small slates, you know, we could maybe get into strategy, you know, how do you game stack, you know, there's so many things that we could discuss. Single entry tournaments versus multi-entry tournaments. We there's so many things that we could discuss. You know, I've been doing this now for so long. I mean, a lot of it I just take for granted, but so if you guys do have any questions though, you know, feel free to holler at me and maybe we can get those addressed on one of the pods. Other than that, hope you guys made some money on Monday. Good luck to you on Tuesday. Again, if you need in chambers, let me know. Go download the app Draft and I want you to challenge me. Remember, I am the judge. I expect many of you to challenge me to a snake draft on Tuesday night. Let's have some fun with it, man. If you guys want to do it for no money, I'm totally cool with that. It's a lot of fun. And yeah, other than that, where's my gavel? I actually do have a gavel. I swear to you. If there was a video, you would see it. I'm going to smack the gavel down. Court is adjourned.